Good. Oscar asked me to speak again, and I told him, okay, I don't know what's going on with me, but, you know, here I am. And I'm going to start. Father, I just thank you that you've given me this opportunity today, Father, to share your word. And Father, I ask that you speak through me today. Not my words, but yours. And Father, I just want to give you all the praise and glory. I told Oscar today, I said, we were talking before the service, and I said, I had no idea what I was going to speak about. I kept saying, what do you want me to speak about? I couldn't come up with anything. Except the Lord kept throwing one thing back at me, and I'll get to it in a moment, but it's going to... And I said, I guess that's what I'm supposed to speak about today. So that's what we're going to do. A couple weeks back, when I spoke about God's plan for our life. And the title of it was, you know, whose plan is it anyhow? Not mine, but yours. And this is, I hope, is going to kind of follow up on that a little bit. Because, you know, after I did that, I just kept thinking about, you know, how my life is kind of, you know, gone, and all the stuff that I planned in my life, most of it didn't really come to the way I thought it was going to come. But it all came out good in the end. you know, it's about, we've all set goals in our lives as we were growing up, what we want to do with our lives, and how we wanted to meet those goals, and how they didn't always work out the way we wanted, or the way we thought, you know, but that doesn't mean they were bad goals. You know, sometimes, you know, lots of times, there are things that come into our life that cause those plans to go, to be put on hold. And, you know, because we have to take care of something else that comes into our life, you know. Could be anything. You know, it could be an illness, it could be, you know, death in the family, it could be a loss of job, it could be, you know, anything that you can possibly think of could make the plans that we have, you know, as we're working for our goal, you know, to go sideways. You know, a year and a half ago, Kathy and I decided, we thought, okay, we want to go to Ireland. And we started saving some money to go to Ireland, and then COVID-19 came. So, you know, can't go. You know, that doesn't mean we still don't want to do, you know, try and do that someday, but she says no. So I guess I'm not going. I look back now, and even, you know, Tuesday is our 36th wedding anniversary, but I look back now at Kath and I's marriage, and I think, I was on my third shot here, you know? And she had never been married. Now, I can't speak for her, but I can speak for myself that when I met her, you know, getting married a third time was the farthest thing from my mind, because I just couldn't think it was ever going to happen again. And not only did I think it wasn't going to happen again, but I was scared to death that if I did, I'd fail again. And that's where God's plan came into play, and not my plan. But the title of this message today is Waiting on the Lord. And what the Lord kept giving me is this. This is pretty special to this church, too. Isaiah 40, 31. And if I can find it, I'll be really lucky. But for those who hope in the Lord, but for those who wait upon God, fresh new strength, they spread their wings and soar like eagles. This is out of the Message. They run and don't get tired, and they walk and they don't lag behind. And you know, when I kept reading that, and I kept thinking, now, Lord, what are you trying to tell me here? You know, I think it's pretty straightforward what it's trying to say, but I think there's so much more in this verse than just, you know, the common sense of what it says to you. And there were three words that stuck out to me when I was reading it. Three words were wait, renew, and faint. You know, at the end, the last one in the King James, it says faint at the end. So I thought to myself, okay, let's see what these words really mean. What the heck are they? You know, the first one is wait. So I looked it up in the Strong's. And I looked it up in Webster's Dictionary, and it was, you know, of course the Hebrew word isn't wait, but the definition for this is almost the same, almost identical in the dictionary. So I used the dictionary, and it says, and it had three different meanings: to remain stationary in readiness of expectation, to stay in place of expectation of, and to look forward expectantly, but to hold back expectantly. Now, you know, wait, the first two are pretty self-explanatory. Don't move. Just stay where you're at and don't go anywhere. But the third one kind of got me, because it's kind of back and forth. You're looking forward expectantly to what God's going to do in our lives. And it says to hold back. Well, if you're looking forward, how do you hold back? You know? And to me, hold back means this. I can anticipate what God's going to do in my life. But for me, hold back means don't rush into it, because the timing might not be right. Maybe God's not ready to give you what He's showing you. You know, how many times in our lives have we seen something, felt something in our life that we think that you know, God's showing me this, and I jump into it, and then all of a sudden it goes, oh man, it just wasn't the right time. Yeah, that's what the scripture says to me. What the word wait says to me in this scripture, that I need to wait on the Lord until all of His plan, all of His plan for that situation is in place. Not to jump into it, not to go forward, not to go backwards. Just stay where you're at. Now, if you're like me, my wife will tell you, I can't sit still. Me staying still is not very good. That's not a good thing, because I'm like this. You know, I've always got to try and find something to do. It's very, very hard for me to do that. And you know, I equate this word in this scripture to the word patience, because if you got to wait on something, you better be patient. Because if you're not patient, you're trying to interfere with God's plan. And when you start interfering with God's plan, see what happens. It doesn't always work out. But for me, you know, like I said, it's hard for me to wait. Have you ever wanted something really, really bad. For me, it's right now it's a hot rod. I want one really bad. I mean, I really do. I want one really, really bad before I die. But you know something? If you waited on something and you anticipate and you want one something so bad, and then you get it, and then you don't know what to do with it. And then it just sits there, or you don't use it, or it becomes stagnant in your life. And now all of a sudden you got the white elephant in the room. You know, that to me is, that's me in a nutshell. You can ask my wife. I've had three old cars and I've taken them all apart and none of them have ever got put back together. That's kind of a bane in our life. But that's okay. You know, I've had them. I enjoyed what I had, but I never, you know, it's easy to take it apart, but it's hard to put it back together. And that, you know, that's could happen if we're interfering with God's plan in our life. We could take it apart, but we can't put it back together. We have to trust that His plan for us in our life is good. The second word was renew. And I like this. It said to make like new, restore to freshness, vigor, or to make new spiritually. Regenerate. You know, that don't we have to renew our spiritual life almost on a daily basis? We really should do it on a daily basis. Because that's the most important thing we have, is our spiritual life. Because if we're really trusting in the Lord and relying on Him for all the things that we need in our life and all the things that we do in our life and to lead us into the situations He wants to lead us into and to walk in His will every day, don't we need to be regenerated every day to be able to do that? I know I do. I wake up every morning and the first thing I say every morning is, "Thank you, Lord, for another day." Because when I thank Him, I'm saying to Him, "Lord, thank you for another opportunity to walk in your will today." And I want to renew that every day. I want to have the opportunity to spend my day walking in God's will. Now, do I always do it? No. I'll be the first to admit that. But, you know, when you have an opportunity, you got to take advantage. You got to try and take advantage of it. Now that sounds doesn't sound very spiritual, but it really is spiritual because you wouldn't have the opportunity if God didn't put it in front of you. He's renewing that every day. He's giving you more opportunities every day. Everything we do in our life is an opportunity to get closer to God. Everything. How we talk to people, how we handle situations, how we live our own life for ourselves, for our families, for our members of our congregation, how we, talk to each other, all of it. Those are all opportunities to renew our walk with the Lord. And they should be taken seriously. I try and do that. Again, I'm not perfect at it. You know, I'm like the baseball hitter. If I'm 3 out of 10, I'm doing good. You know, if I do better than that, I'm way ahead of the game. But, you know, we have situations that come up in our life every day that, well, I was talking talking to the guys over here. And he said, "How you, Randy?" Said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing good." And I said, "I don't need any anxiety in my life anymore." Well, we have that every day. We have something that comes into our life every day that either causes us stress or anxiety or frustration. You know, those are the opportunities I'm talking about, that we can use God's will and His plan in our life to get through. Because if we turn them over to the Lord, there's not so much stress, there's not so much anxiety. Because what's happening is we take all the pressure off ourselves. It's not your burden anymore. You ever feel like you got something on your shoulder, man, and it's wearing you down? Yeah, a lot. Throw it away. Take the monkey off your back. And then the third word I got was faint. And I thought this was pretty interesting. The Webster's Dictionary says, lacking courage and spirit. Wow. Now, you know, you hear the word faint and you think, okay, some guy laying on the floor, passed out, something like that. Or you look at something in the distance and you can see a faint image of it. But lacking courage and spirit, where did that come from? You know, if we're walking in a faint attitude, we're lacking the courage to be with the Lord. We're lacking the courage to trust the Lord in what's going on in our life. And when we're lacking that courage, what is happening? Our spirit is not being lifted up. I don't know about you guys, but I want my spirit up here. I don't want it down here. Because if it's down here, I'm in the mully grubs. And if I'm in the mully grubs, I'm not doing much. I'm not a very pleasant person to be around. And, you know, and I don't want to lack those things. I don't want to lack the courage to say, Lord, I need your help here today. I need your help here today. Because I can't do this by myself. I need your Holy Spirit in my life right this moment. You know, like I said, Oscar and I were talking before church, and I said to him, I got no idea what I'm going to say. I just said, God, whatever you give me, I'm going to say it. And that's what I'm doing today, because I don't have anything written down here except the definitions. That's all I've got written down. I don't have any notes. I'm talking to you right the way I feel and the way the Lord's leading me right now. And that's the way I want to be. That's what I want in my life. I want to be walking in my life, letting the Lord lead me every day to the things I'm doing. You know, and if you read this entire scripture here where it says, spread the wings and soar like eagles. Soar like an eagle. I don't know if anybody's noticed it lately. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But driving around, I've seen a lot of hawks this year just soaring around. Now, they're not an eagle. You don't see many eagles around here. But I've seen a lot of hawks. And they're a big bird. If they spread their wings, they're a big bird. And what they are is they're free. They're free when they're up there soaring around. They don't have anything interrupting them at all. If you ever seen a hawk flying around, see something, they just fly around. They just kind of mill you until they know what's down there that they want to get. You know? And that's isn't that the freedom you'd like to have in your life? That you can just soar around long that the Lord is leading your life and not have to worry about it? And if you need something in your life, and if you're relying on the Lord to supply all your needs, that you can just reach right down and pick it up? That's what the scripture says to me. That I have the freedom to feel that way. And it says, it will renew your strength. Well, what's your strength, you know? You can go in and Dale probably knows, man, you can pound weights, you know? You can build all the muscle you want, but it's not physical strength that he's talking about here. He's talking about spiritual strength. He's talking about the spiritual strength that we have the opportunity to grasp every day. To grasp the spiritual strength to put ourselves in a closer walk with Jesus Christ. That's what we want. We want that strength. That when something is coming along and it's bothering us and it's not and it's just got us out of whack, that we can close that gap with the Lord. Take that next step. Get a little closer. Maybe we're 3 steps behind. Maybe we can get to 2 steps behind. Or maybe 1. Or maybe none. Maybe we can get to white side by side. And when we're walking with the Lord, Who can come against us? What can come against us? Nothing. You know, this scripture, I don't know why the Lord gave me this. I have no idea. But I just know that when I kept reading it, I read it in about 5 different versions of the Bible. I just kept reading it and I kept going, Lord, there's just something in this that needs to be said. That there's something in this that says, it's okay to wait. You know, if we've got something going on in our life, it's okay to wait. Let the Lord's plan, let his plan for it come to fruition. I don't need to be pushing it. I don't need to be pulling it. Take the weight off of me and let him do it. And renew it all. Renew my strength, my spiritual strength, renew my mental strength, my emotional strength, and even my physical strength. Because he can do all those things in our life. It just really touched me. And it says, they run and don't get tired. Who was it? Margaret was saying, somebody ran a marathon yesterday, half marathon yesterday. Lauren ran a half marathon yesterday. I can relate to that. I did that. I've run a half marathon. I've run a marathon. And I can tell you, and I think my wife will tell you, because she was there when I did it. I ran the Bermuda Marathon 25 years ago. It's one and only one I ever did. And I'd never do it again. But I can tell you, the last mile was the fastest mile I ran. The last 2 miles, actually. That was the fastest mile I ran. I ran and I wasn't tired. It was like, it was almost effortless. And that's what this is saying to me. That's what it reminded me of. You know, we're running this life that we have here on earth, and we're plodding along, and sometimes it gets tough. But you know, we can run, and we won't be tired if we're relying on the Lord. And we won't lag behind, it says in the Message. Well, I lagged behind, but I wasn't dead last, but I was pretty close. But, you know, it's okay. You know, even if we're lagging behind, we're not alone. I like the story Oscar talks about, the guy walking across the bridge, and he reaches back to Jesus and says, "Take my hand." And Jesus says, "No." And he says, "Why?" "Because if I take your hand, you'll let go. If you take my hand, I won't." If we're lagging behind, he's still got us. You know, a few years back, Rich preached about, you know, this, "I got this." Well, he does. He's got all of it. He's got everything we need in our life, and he's got every situation in our life well in control. And that's what I'm looking forward to in my life every day, that I've let him have control. And that's what I want him to have. And we should all want to have that. And again, like I said, nobody's perfect. If you find somebody it is, you let me know. Because there aren't any, except one. And he's the one we need to rely on. This has been a kind of a crazy week. And like I said, I didn't have any idea what the Lord was going to give me today. None. Because I kept thinking of things, and I kept trying to ask him, you know, "Lord, what do you want me to speak on today?" And when he gave me this scripture, it said to me, "This is for this church." And it is. There's a reason we put it on the website. There's a reason it's in everything we talk about. And I think it's time for us to all to really work on trusting that exactly what this says and walk it out. It's time. You know, we don't have a big crowd today, and we haven't been having big crowds. But I said, "What did I say to you, Clyde?" You know, until it's over. You know? And you never know what's going to happen. You have to let God work his plan out in our lives. Because if we're doing that and we're relying on him, what's there to worry about? You're not carrying the load by yourself, even though you may feel it sometimes. And for me, even if I'm feeling it, I can still ask him again, "Lord, take it away." And it'll make it better. I might still have some of it, but I might not have all of it. We never know what God's going to do in our lives or where he's got us going. You know, for me, to stand up here and speak is way beyond anything I ever thought that I would ever do. And the people who've been here a long time know that when I first had contact with this church, it's way beyond anything I ever thought I'd do. But here I am today. And you know why? Not because I trusted in the Lord from the very beginning. It's because I've learned to trust in the Lord. That I've learned that if I'm relying on him, I'm able to do this. I'm able to do things that I never thought that I could do. And that's an amazement sometimes. And he's brought me through some things that I never thought I'd go through. And when I talked the last time about whose plan is it, I didn't even scratch the surface of what went on in my life that the Lord was in way before I ever knew him. But I look back now and I know he was absolutely, unequivocally standing right by my side the entire time. And he took care of everything I needed at that time. So I'm just asking you all today to maybe take a second look at this scripture this week and think about it. Think about it. And if you got something going on in your life that you're kind of struggling with, if the Lord's telling you to wait on it, step back and wait. Have patience to do it. And let him work his plan out. Because we all know he works out everything for our good. So, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this opportunity today, Father. And Father, just lift the people up today. Father, if they are going through some things and they need to wait on you, let them wait. But Lord, let them know that whatever it is, you're going to renew them and give them new strength and new hope and new spirit. And Father, I just give you all the praise and glory. Amen.